Welcome to your Kaiser Weekly podcast for the week of 5:30 to 6:05. I'm your host, Brandon Coble. So today we are observing Memorial Day. I always, to be quite honest with you people, I struggle when I hear people say celebrate Memorial Day, because honestly it's a day in which we're honoring those who have fought for freedom, and many of those individuals, they just did not make it back. So unless we're celebrating their lives and celebrating what they did, I understand it that way. But to say, maybe not necessarily celebrate, but to say have a happy Memorial Day, I'm not sure how you can have a happy Memorial Day when you're remembering those who have fallen and those who are still serving and are away from their families and friends. But that's just me. It's my hope that each and every one of you are going to take time out of your day at some point to remember and to be thankful for the men and women who have served in our armed forces, both past and present, to give us the freedoms that we do have today and that continue to fight, sometimes not necessarily for our freedom, but our country's interest. And for that, that's why we have this day, not to be drunk, not to go swimming and be playful. This is a day that we have to remember those who have served and lost their lives, or maybe they didn't necessarily lose their lives, but have struggled since coming back. So because of that, I have a poem that I really want to read today. I absolutely love this poem. It's titled, To Them We Owe. Happened today and in the past, sacrifice made for ours to last. Wives to widow, families torn, gave their lives for them we mourn. Gone forever, souls are lost. Freedom comes with this cost. Enjoy the life they did preserve. Fate they suffered did not deserve. On this day, lest we forget, to them we owe our life in debt. And that was written by Don Nielsen, but I absolutely loved it. I wanted to read it. Folks, enjoy your Memorial Day, but remember those that have given of themselves, whether their life, their time, or the loss of their families due to the fact of their time in service. So from there, let's go on. Our weekly thought or weekly quote: the eyes are the window to the soul. And of course, that was coming from William Shakespeare. Our joke of the week: what did one ocean say to the other ocean? The answer? Nothing. It just waved. Our fact of the week, and I find this very intriguing, I love the facts of the week: our stomachs can expand up to 40 times its original size. 40 times. So you ever wondered how those people cram all those hot dogs in their mouth at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest? That's how. Now, I've watched a show that tried to explain exactly how big the stomach gets when they stuff that much food in there. And it's absolutely crazy to me. I'm still dumbfounded that somebody's stomach has not bust open. And for that matter, I hope it never does. But I just thought that was quite crazy. So our very inaccurate weather forecast for this week: today we're looking at a high of 90 degrees with a low of 64. It should be sunny all day long, so the weather is perfect for get-togethers. Once again, go out to a cemetery, pay your respects to those who have fallen. If you have military members in your family and their home, you know, do something with them. If they're away, give them a call, send a letter, and encourage them and thank them for what they're doing. On Tuesday, the high is to be 92 degrees with a low of 67. Weather's supposed to be good. Wednesday, things start to change. The high is still 93, but the low is 67, and it starts to get overcast because we got something going on in that atmosphere that's going to change things fairly drastically. On Thursday, our high should be almost like a spring weather or fall weather with a high of 78. Low of 57, but an 80% chance of rain for Thursday. Friday, we're going to stay cool with a high of 74, low of 53. And Saturday, Temperatures starting to creep back up again, but still 79 with a low of 52. And it's supposed to be really nice weather as of now. Once again, like I said, this is a very inaccurate weather forecast, so don't take me too serious. For local stuff, my Kaiserites, listen, there wasn't a whole lot to report. The only news I have for you all this week was the graduation of the class of 2022, which is a pretty big deal. We had 172 seniors who took to the alumni field at Kaiser High School to walk and receive their diplomas this year. This year's valedictorian was Avery Smith. Kaiser had three co-salutatorians. They were Jaden Delaney, Eric Harvey, and Hunter Powell. I cannot honestly talk about this year's graduation without talking about this, okay? So bear with me. I have a lot of gratitude towards the doctors, nurses, EMTs, and others who were in attendance at this ceremony, because through their quick reaction time and taking on the responsibility of doing something they're not working to do at the moment, well, some of them were, but some of them were off duty, they saved a life. And our prayers are continuing to go up for a member that was a guest at the graduation who had something go on. My understanding is they did lose their pulse. So we're continuing to pray for quick recovery and for maintaining of their health, because that's a scary thing. There's nothing that is more dramatic or pulls at your heartstrings more than when you're sitting in the stands and you hear someone yell out that they need help, or yell out, are there any doctors available? Because you know the seriousness of the situation when somebody is pleading for any doctors that might be in the area. And luckily, on this day, at this time, there were doctors and nurses and EMTs and rescue squad members all in attendance, and they very quickly moved to assist in any manner that was possible. And my understanding is they were able to get a pulse back and get them sent off for treatment at a hospital. So once again, a big thank you to all those who assisted during this very stressful time, and continue to pray. I don't know the name, and I don't need to know the name. I don't need to know exactly what happened, but pray that the individual who had a problem at the graduation, that they're going to be in better shape and that things are going to work out for them in the end. That is always our hope and prayer. So outside of that, that was it for local news. State news, kind of generic stuff, but still kind of good. Our two state parks that operate aerial tramways, that's Hawknest and Pipestem, are going to be getting new tramways as construction is expected to start sometime this year. Now, Hawknest actually shut down their tramway last year due to safety issues that were found during their inspection. And Pipestem's is still in operation until the start of the new construction begins. So they're still moving. I believe Hawknest, their aerial tramway drops 800 feet from top to bottom, but it's very steep. And then Pipestem's is more extended, but I believe it drops a total of like 1,100 feet from top to bottom. So really neat things. I've been able to ride the Pipestem tramway, and it's always a fun little attraction for anybody who visits that state park. Both of these original trams were actually installed for operation in the early 70s. So it's been quite a long time since they were installed, and it is probably way past time for new ones to be brought in. They have said that the new ones are going to have like a canopy top and sit more people, so that'll be a much better experience. Our state COVID-19 cases are still on the rise. Our state saw an increase of 648 new cases from Thursday to Friday, but luckily only 146 people so far have had to be admitted to the hospital for care of their symptoms. So people, once again, remember to keep washing those hands and wiping down things when you're at stores or out in public before you touch them. Let's just do our part to keep from ever having to put those stupid masks on again. Please, I'm begging you. Matter of fact, that was a topic of most of the kids that spoke at graduation was COVID-19 and having to wear the bloody mask and not knowing who their classmates were or what they look like without them on. Now, this year's WVU Medicine Children's Gala, this is awesome. They raised $1.4 million for the hospital. Roughly 1,200 people attended a Night of Hope, which was the theme this year. This black tie event included cocktail receptions, silent auction, live entertainment, and dinner. Pediatrician Renee Saggio was presented with the WVU Medicine Children's Award, and pediatric orthopedic surgeon John Lubicki was given the Champion for Children Award. Also awarded the Community Service Award, there was two, it was co-winners, entrepreneurs Dave Antoline and most famously our great mountaineer and former Pro Bowl quarterback Jeff Hostetler. West Virginia also had a high-speed shootout that happened along I-79. It's not something you see every day, but seems to be kind of spreading through the nation. Three suspects started opening fire on the police after being chased following a shoplifting complaint at the Clarksburg Walmart. The suspects luckily did not hit anybody along the interstate as they were firing at the cops and were eventually caught after crashing near Kingmont area. Now, in Keiser High School sports, the men's baseball team fell to Fairmont Senior this past week in regional play. The final of those games was 2-0 and 5-2, and that would officially bring a close to this year's Keiser High School sports seasons. So, congratulations to the men on another great season. We're super proud of you. I know you gave it your all, and unfortunately, sometimes things don't go the way we want, but you have made us proud, so keep that in mind. The All-PVC baseball team was announced, and Samuel Bradfield, Noah Broadwater, Seth Healy, and Logan Rotruck were all selected to first team. Connor Bennett and Caden Youngblood were selected to the second team. In girls softball, Alexa Shoemaker has been selected your PVC Softball Player of the Year, and Coach Chris Shoemaker was selected as the Coach of the Year. So, congratulations to each and every one of these student athletes and the coach on a great accomplishment and a fantastic year of sports. Today, I have an awesome opportunity. It's a great luxury talking with one of Keiser High School's very own state track and field champion for 2022, Gabe Ryan, who won the state meet in the shot put. Gabe, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, thanks for talking to me.
Absolutely. So, Gabe, early on, what were your expectations coming into this year in track and field?
Well, last year I went down to States and got third in my first year. So coming into my second year, I thought it was very possible for me to win. I just knocked the dust off of it from last year and improve. So the expectations were to win.
Well, that's fantastic. You don't see a lot of people with those kind of expectations, but that the winning mentality is what makes champions, and clearly you've had that opportunity to get that mentality. So this year, what was the focus point by your coaches to help you get to where you were at the end of the year?
Honestly, my form, I'm pretty strong. I can throw it pretty far without having much to do with form, but when you put the form all together, it just makes you that much better. So last year it was just kind of like a just go out and do it thing, and then coming into this year, we tried to get down to it and perfect everything.
Now, who all helps you with that as far as coaches go?
Coach Fury, Coach Leller, and Coach Whiteman are the main co throwing coaches. Those are the guys that help.
That's fantastic. You were kind of, well, actually, everybody in our field events is kind of blessed, honestly, to have guys with that kind of experience. You don't usually get that with a lot of track teams. So to have three guys that can help out with the field events and helping you guys learn your techniques, awesome. Now, you had a great season, pretty much first place the whole way through until it came to regionals. How much motivation came from that second place finish at regionals when you stepped out there at States?
As far as when I was at States, I don't think it crossed my mind until I saw the kid that beat me. But all week leading up to it at practice and stuff, and even like trying to go to sleep at night, it was there, and I was thinking about just, I knew what I did wrong, and I knew what I had to do in the next week. So it's not like football where if you have a bad play, you can go out and hit that guy the next play. I had to wait a week to get it done. It was aggravating.
I bet. I bet. Now, what's going to be the goals for this senior year? You got the state championship your junior year. I know that, I mean, it's very obvious you're going to want to be the state champion again your senior year, but do you have like a certain distance that you're going to be aiming for?
Yeah, like you said, obviously go out and try to win shot again and hopefully be more closer towards 60, into 60, hopefully. I'm gonna try to start spinning here soon for track next year and see how that goes. So that should help out. And then place pretty high in disc next year too. I didn't do very well at regionals with disc either, so go down to states and do better than I did last year. Hopefully 140s, 160s next year for disc and place there as well.
Well, I do believe that you will definitely have that capability of doing that for sure. I will tell you really quickly, I actually threw discus when I was in high school. Of course, I weighed like a buck 25, so I think my furthest throw was like 30 feet. Now, you had a great, like I said, you had a great track season. It's wrapped up, it's over. You're moving on into football, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so currently, you're preseason number two defensive lineman in the state in class AA and A. Is that motivation for you this upcoming season, or do you try not to focus on the hype at all?
Honestly, just I'm not happy with two again, so I'm gonna go out there and prove I'm number one. And there's a lot of guys that are getting a lot of attention, which and making me mad, not mad, but just motivated. That I think that's more motivation than being named number two, though.
Well, that's
Just other
perfect.
guys around here getting more attention, and I'm just waiting patiently.
Hey, I understand, and you've done a fantastic job of that so far. Like I said, I think everybody in the area, at least in the state of West Virginia, in our area, in our region, will agree that you've been shaded by the Cumberland Times, who keeps leaving you off their list of the area outstanding athletes. Now, are you currently hearing from any schools about the opportunity to play after high school?
Nothing too serious, but there I'm in contact with multiple coaches from different places, whether D1 or D2, so nothing too serious or too big yet, but I think pretty soon we'll be getting there.
Well, I'm going to tell you this much. I believe that they should get very serious very quickly because if they don't, they're going to lose a real gem and lose the opportunity to have you play for them. I don't care who you play for. I know that you're going to be an outstanding athlete. We've all watched you over the years and how you dominate on that line play. So we're really looking forward to seeing that this coming year as well.
Thank you.
What is right now, what is kind of your off season going to look like going into next year? So for the summer, what's your plans to kind of get ready?
Football's all year round, and we've been lifting ever since the end of the year last year. So just keep on. We got lifting and well, strength and conditioning throughout the summer and mini camp and stuff. And then me and some of my friends are going to different football camps to just to get better and to get recruited this summer. So, the more camps you go to, maybe they have a different look on things, or they can teach you something else that you might not already know. So.
Well, that sounds good. So, Gabe, I wish you the best of luck this upcoming season. People out there, if you do not know who this young man is yet, I promise you, you're going to know who he is by the end of the year. He is a phenomenal athlete, a great student, and more importantly, he is a great person with a great personality. So, coaches, if you hear this, if you're listening out there, look him up. Grab some information on him because you need to get a hold of this young man. He has talent. No matter what he does, good things always happen because he puts the hard work and preparation into everything that he does. So, Gabe, once again, thank you for being on this podcast, And I look forward to seeing you this coming season in both football and track and field.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Now, in Potomac State College news, in softball, our Lady Catamounts played in Alabama in the National Junior College Athletic Association Region 20 Division II Championship Tournament. And sadly, they gave it their all, but they lost game one to a very solid Des Moines Area Community College 6-5. Very tough loss because that was a hard-fought game against a very highly rated opponent. And then they had to go and play Triton College, and they just didn't have anything left to give after that first game. They go on to lose 4-0. So their season does come to an end, but it was still an absolutely amazing season by some very talented and hardworking women and coaching staff. So congratulations just on making it there because that's a big deal. And we're, as Kaiserites, are very proud of what y'all were able to accomplish. Now, upcoming events. 5:30 Potomac Highlands Soccer League is currently open for online registration for this upcoming season. You can visit their Facebook page for more information on this, or you can enroll at tshq.blueesombrbrew.com. /PHSL. Now, to make things a little bit easier, because we have a couple of things you can sign up for in the description of the show notes for this episode, I am going to link these things in there so that you can simply click on it and go to the registration pages and put your child in if you're interested. Now, on 6-3, Jaded will be performing at the Balcony at 8 p.m. On 6-4, the Strawberry Festival comes back to Kaiser. It's going to start at 10 a.m. It's going to take place more than likely around the courthouse, and I would assume you're going to see some things happening at the Brooks Park as well. You're going to be able to find farmers selling strawberries and products associated with strawberries or made from strawberries, along with local artisans selling their handmade products, musical performances, and children's activities, and much, much more. So we encourage each and every one of you come out on 6-4, starting at 10 a.m. to Kaiser downtown and enjoy the festivities and let's show support for a very awesome event. Also occurring on this day, the Mineral County will have their Drug Takeback Day, and this is going to be located at the Mineral County Sheriff's parking lot from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is a safe way to dispose of unused or unwanted prescription medication that you may have laying around your house. Also on 6-4, Promising Leith is going to be performing at Lashball's Bar and Grill starting at 8 p.m., and Hiroya Tsukamoto will perform at the River House starting at 7 p.m. On 6-5, the Indy on Main will have their 5th anniversary celebration. Now, Kenny Heath from WFWM Frostburg Public Radio will present the first film shown at the Kaiser Movie House back in 1939, and that movie was titled In Name Only. He's going to provide facts and tidbits about this film, the stars that were in it, the music that was played, and the times as they were in 1939. So that sounds like a very cool and intriguing event. I highly encourage y'all to go out and check it out. On 6-6 through 6-10, the Potomac State College basketball camp is going to take place at the Lau Gymnasium for kids ages 11 to 18. Cost is going to be $150 and will include a camp shirt. You can register at potomacsports.com/fan/zone/camps. So come out and improve your technical and tactical skills. On 6-8, the Tornado Alley Youth Football Camp is going to take place at the Kaiser High School Alumni Field from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. This event is free. Let me underscore that. It is free, and registration will take place upon arrival at the camp. This is what they're asking. They're asking for attendees to bring cleats or athletic shoes, drinks. Now, when we say drinks, let's be smart people. We're talking water, we're talking Gatorade, we're talking Powerade. Don't be bringing soda. Okay, kid's going to be throwing up if you're giving him a carbonated drink and he's out there trying to learn how to do sports. So, drinks and a good attitude. Participants are going to run through drills and learn skills that are relevant to different aspects of the game of football, along with being coached by current staff, former alum, and current players for Kaiser. So with that, I'm going to call it a wrap. Kaiserites, I thank you again for tuning in. Remember, I am like PBS. I work off of donations. Every donation helps. I would love to have my own web page, but I need money to do that. By doing so, then I can start posting all these other companies, their information and pictures and different articles to just give you a one-stop shop where you can hear the podcast and read the information. We're also a reminder, Facebook is not going to continue to play podcasts starting in the month of June. So what I have done is I'm pinning to our Facebook page, our web page where you can click on it and go to there and listen to our podcast. We can also be found on Spotify, Google Podcast, and six other platforms, which I can't remember off the top of my head. But once again, enjoy your week. I love you, and I pray that you are found in good health and well-being, and blessings will come your way. Take care.